Town of Moreau, Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Month end meeting, 6:45 p.m. and regular town board meeting, 7 p.m.
Welcome to the audit meeting for the end of the month of April. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Killian?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Fish?
Here.
All the vouchers are signed. There's no items for discussion. Well, there is an item for discussion. And we do need a budget amendment. The item for discussion is GA Fleet Associates. Here, pass it down to Kyle Sweet. The Industrial Park Sewer Station panel upgrade is adopted for the 2024 budget, and the board needs to approve the purchase service and purchase order needed to be issued.
I'm looking for a motion.
Motion to approve. Need a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Discussion on this?
Any recall for
that? No, I'm not, but I mean, here it says we have budget approvals for this. We also paid previous invoices for this. Okay. So it's just one, a bit more payment. I'm not sure, but trust the department head.
Okay. Motion carried. Town board received a memo from Jeffrey about this. We need to do a budget amendment for an increase in appropriations for the general sewer-related expenses. Need a motion to increase appropriations by $50,000 to the account G18110.4, which is a sewer administration contractual account. The town budgeted $161,960 in the account. 2024, $100,000 of this budget specifically for the sewer bill of the city of Glens Falls. However, the sewer bill this year was $167,000, $167,571. As a point of reference, the amount for the service in 2023 was $90,261. The budget amendment will ensure the town enough money in the sewer budget for 2024.
Motion approved.
So moved. Any discussion?
First and second.
I think we had two motions.
You
think
JD was first, I'll second.
So, yeah, you guys had it like at the same time. So.
All right.
I don't need a motion, you need a second.
All right.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Looking for a motion to approve the April 2024 warrant as audited.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. You want this too?
Thanks.
Just so you guys know that Tim Hudson was here the other day. That check came out, checked that sewer line up back, got a half layer of water, was gone from the back and forth.
What is that?
Up there and dried up. The line was flooded. The ones all the way up in the very back, two, three houses there, Johnson's down. Didn't touch it at all because the water came.
Goes the other way. How much that
goes the other way.
It looks like a lot of the water did drain even from Johnson's, but in the back there, there's like a little pond there too. It looks like it's,
so
you know, just the top of the map, Sarah.
What is it? Has something else transpired about? Because now we got a digger down there, earth mover, and they're moving tons of stuff. And like they, yeah, I just saw that just now on the way here.
Well, at Hudson's, I think he's digging a foundation for the garage.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I think that's what he's doing.
So I had this thought, like, okay, did something else go after we did this?
Okay. He's digging that after.
Well, good, now that he knows he's been drain that back area, but.
United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda, need a motion to set a special meeting for the purpose of executive session interview prospective engineering firms at 6 o'clock on May 14th, which is an extra regular scheduled board meeting. Mm-hmm.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any discussion? Motion carried. Approval of the minutes. Item number two, motion to accept and approve the minutes for a special town board meeting on the 25th of March. It's filed, you and Mark are here, so.
Correct.
Okay, motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
I'll abstain.
Abstain.
First public comment period. Everything that we talk about pertains to what's on the agenda tonight. Anybody like to speak to the board? Item number three, old business. Wanted to give the public some updates on a matter around the town here that that's been brought up at recent town board meetings. First of all, a little bit of the water on Gansburg Road. So we've one of the residents over there, Tim Hudson, has had a pipe cleaned out over there that eliminated water from the back of three or four of the houses almost completely. That was clogged up, and we want to thank him for that because I'm sure that that wasn't a cheap fix, but. He took it upon himself to do that and take care of it. And we still have an issue with the groundwater in back of two or three of the houses up there that we're going to have the town engineers look at that when we get them on board and see what it is we might be able to do with it. There's also a house on Redmond Road that's been spoken about quite a few times. Code enforcement officer and the new town attorneys have been working on this case. There's a plan in place to have it cleaned up in the next few weeks. It's going to be boarded up, and more than likely it will be taken for taxes. If I'm not mistaken, over a period of time, probably somebody will purchase it and rehab it or whatever. Everything has a process that we have to follow, and the new attorneys are leading us down the way to do that, and we appreciate that. Item number four, highway department request. Superintendent is looking to purchase culverts. We need a motion to purchase 36-inch culverts from Lane Enterprises at a price of $45.41 per linear foot under county contract 24 PWP 2112. Not to exceed $1,850. This comes out of account DB 5110.493.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Anything else, sir?
Not for highway.
Item number five, transfer station. We approved an expense of $2,500 to make repairs at the transfer station recycling building. And the highway superintendent is requesting an additional $200 to cover roofing panels, a window, electrical boxes, and receptacles. Looking for a motion to approve $200 As an addition to $2,500 from the resolution on February 27, 2024 for repairs on the recycling building, an expense not to exceed a total of $2,700 coming out of account TS8160.4.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Number six, Recreation Department. We recently purchased some clay that we had, red clay for some of the fields that we had to pull aboard on. We need to memorialize that boat. Since the board was pulled, the purchase is from the sole source vendor, and I'm told that there is no other place in the Northeast to get it. Looking for a motion to purchase 108 tons of red diamond clay from Hideki Stone Corporation at a cost of $5,724 to come out of account A7140.4.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that?
I'd just like to thank Chris as well for getting the truck straight on it. So we appreciate it. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. The rec department's been working on an expansion of the parking lot. We need some materials. We need a motion to purchase four rolls, 17.5 roll of fabric, and one roll of 12.5 feet road fabric from Albany Wind Water coming out of account A7140.4 not to exceed $1,637.87.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Motion carried.
And then just to fill the rest of the board, I know on that, sorry, should have brought up in discussion. Jeremy's going to take this out of the capital fund right now. He's putting together a group bid to a group project working with youth baseball, the Grove Rec Committee, and then going to be with the supervisor's office as well. Eventually, this is going to be part of the project that over the years we've talked about bringing in the HD fund money from. We have a good chunk of money there. He's able to support to get this done right now while we have BOCES through the parking lot to move this forward for the season. But the goal would be to come together with a full plan and to put that money back after we can move the HD fund. Obviously, that's going to have to go out to public referendum and a 30-day process for that. So this is the way to get this done now, as we do have the resources available to push it out.
Thank you, sir. We also need a motion to purchase approximately 400 tons of crusher run for the Little League parking lot from Pekka Materials Company out of account A7140.4 at the amount not to exceed $4,000. So moved. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Finally, Jeremy's looking to add a part-time seasonal employee at the rec. We need a motion to hire Dylan Keach as a part-time seasonal worker at the rate of $15 an hour to begin work upon successful completion of a background check and pre-employment visit.
So moved.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item 7, the Assessor's Office. Since our senior assessment clerk's last day is tomorrow, and we're still looking for a replacement, the assessor has a request. Would you please read that for us?
Certainly. Dear Supervisor Fish and town board members, the senior assessment clerk in my office, Riley McQuiggan, has put in his two-week notice, and his last day in the office will be April 24th, 2024. To keep the assessor's office open at all hours and to best serve the public with phone calls and office visits, I respectfully request to temporarily have Kathy Perez assist me in the assessor's office until a full-time replacement for Riley has been found. Due to the timing of the 2024 tentative assessment roll, May 1st, approximately 5,000 change of assessment notices are to be mailed the last week of April. These notices will bring an upswing of telephone calls to the assessor's office, as well as residents visiting the office with questions. I would like to have the office appropriately staffed with two people, ensuring all phone calls and all concerns of residents are addressed. I would request up to 30 hours of assistance per week, with the money to be pulled from account A1355.4 at a rate of pay set by the town board. I appreciate your consideration in this matter. Leah Cronin.
Thank you. With that, looking for an authorization to bring in Kathy Perez to work as a substitute clerk in the assessor's office, not to exceed 30 hours a week, till a new full-time clerk is in place. That would be at a rate of $20 an hour contractually beginning tomorrow, April 25th.
Motion to move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item number 8, Water Department. Town received vouchers to pay Rob Campchero for daily inspections at the Water Department. At the time, he hadn't submitted any vouchers for the last 6 months. He was not hired at the organizational meeting, as it was unknown that he was providing services to the town. I've asked that the vouchers be submitted monthly. Now we need a resolution appointing Rob Campchero at the rate of $50 an hour contractually to provide inspection services for the Water Department.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item number 9, StoreTech renewal. StoreTech provides our security for our server. They sent some renewal options. We can pay $19.98.72 a year, or we can pay $42.83.20 in one payment, and it covers 3 years, which saves the town more than $550 a year. Looking for a motion contract with StoreTech for 3 year firewall security protection at a cost not to exceed $42.83.20, coming out of account A1620.401. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, you know, on the protection here, previously, what have you guys done, or Kyle, you might know, as far as renewal contracts for these guys?
So, I'm not sure if this is a 3 year running out. Maybe it is, but I know that when we had that issue on Christmas Eve or Christmas a couple years ago, when we were a victim of ransomware, this was the part of the solution to move forward. With this provider, and I don't know exactly the year, the contract we'd signed. Maybe this is only 1 year, but stands to reason that saving money over the course of 3 years is probably better. They're going to maintain all the updates and keep us safe, and we've had zero problems since we've been going with this solution.
I'm just saying here, it would be nice to have something before 10 days, as a contract ends, to say, we're going to do it before the 6 month ending of the contract. We'd like to be able to see, so we can get, if we want to change, get some other estimates out there just to see,
Do you want to go back? Do you want to change it to 1 year and then tell them that you got it for a year, then in 6 months we'll start reviewing it again? And do you want it back?
You know what? I think the savings is in the 3 year,
When does it run out? What's the renewal time?
It's the 10th. It's 10 days.
Yeah. So I agree with you just going forward. That's probably a great idea for our contract to include that in there. Just that for us to put out is a notice. Obviously, we had a transition this year.
Yeah.
So going forward, yes. I would say with this company, I've had zero complaints. Everything that we've ever needed, changes, additions, they are right on top of it. I haven't had any feedback from any department heads negative. So in this case, with this one, to save money over the 3-year plan, I would say that it's a good move. But your suggestion for all contracts is,
yeah,
is good.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Motion.
So I think we have a motion and a second.
All
in second. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carried. Second public comment period. Anybody wish to address the board pertaining to town business?
Dominic Tom, Cedar Lane. Before I get into what I want to talk about, I want to go back to this water voucher, etc. I want to remind the board that in January I sent in a recommendation list, and I recommended that the town hire its own full-time water superintendent. And here's another proof that an on-site employee is needed there. Last year we had a witness step forward and said that a water department laborer was using the town truck late at night to go drinking. Now we have the gentleman that apparently was supposed to be handing in vouchers, and now you got to pay for 6 months because he either misunderstood or didn't follow directions. I mean, come on. But anyways, the thing I want to talk about tonight was I stumbled on a program on PBS last night. Unfortunately, I was only able to see the last 15 or 20 minutes of it. And it's of great interest, I found. It's called Poison Ground, The Tragedy at Love Canal. And probably most people here are probably too young to remember Love Canal. But it's a travesty that happened out in Niagara Falls, where Hooker Chemical Company buried thousands of tons of hazardous chemicals right on top of a neighborhood that had grown up there. And of course, it all seeped up, but you know, I'll let you look that up on Google. And the thing that really caught my attention, and I'm going to go back because you can find it online, and you can see the whole near 2 hours. Great video of the period and everything. Ironically, I was less than 45 minutes away from Niagara Falls at the time, majoring in journalism at Brockport State. So then we flashed forward a little bit and got my first reporting job at the local newspaper. And this was 1981. And I get a call from the supervisor at the time, Gardner Condon, telling me about our own mini Love Canal right here in down the road. So he asked me if I'd come over and see if it was worth covering. Well, it turned out to be a hell of a story. All the media finally got onto it. It was known as the Caputo dump site, or Caputo, right down here at the intersection of Bluebird Road. And it was reminiscent of Love Canal because there were barrels of hazardous waste buried there that were discovered. And another name that people might recognize of a certain age, but Gardner was able to get a DEC wildlife pathologist to come here. And he was a rebel. His name was Ward Stone. And he helped make an issue out of it. On top of that, while I was covering that almost every day, I got a phone call from Fort Edward residents living south of the then GE plant of Fort Edward. And they wanted equal time. Seems that they started having odors in their well water and all of that. So some of them had their wells tested, and guess what? Every chemical from, and repeating the alphabet many times over, was found in their water. So here I had another exclusive going on at the same time. And so DEC people hopped over the river, investigated that, and it was proven scientifically, that huge bloom of chemicals, PCBs, like I said, everything was coming right out of the Fort Edward plant. In addition, of course, as we found out later on, they dumped them in the river. So those folks had to, they couldn't even bathe or shower. They had to find other places to use a toilet, bathe and shower for the day, and then they had to use potable water brought in. So, I know it's a long story, but yes, we had our own mini Love Canal here. And the one thing I learned from the PBS program and from what we've gone through here, the town residents, is that people finally won. It took years for the Love Canal folks to get needed remedies. Unfortunately, the program done an update and the chemicals are still buried in a grassy section by Niagara Falls. And as their parting shot, they used a drone or something, they showed a playground. Some people moved back into the homes just on the other side. EPA and DEC claims it was nice and clean. The drone goes up from the playground, and there's the acres and acres of polluted properties. So this isn't in relation to the moratorium or anything, but I just want to urge not only the board, but I want to urge everyone else to watch that program and learn about what's going on here today. And I would urge everyone, do not give up the fight, because we're going to end up clean the trillions of dollars in taxpayer money that the EPA and DEC clean to clean Superfund sites across the nation. We don't learn our lesson. And people want to come in here from out of town and restore pollution. I don't care about their claims about cleaning and capturing chemicals. You can't. You just can't. And my God, how many more trillions of dollars and people's nerves are going to get frayed before people, especially officials, realize it can't be clean. It's very frustrating, but I hope everyone will keep on the track that they are now. Thank you.
Thank you. There is kind of an ending to that story, not a real ending really, because they still monitor those wells over here off from Myron and Terry in what's known as Area 1, where that liner broke and the PCBs from that dump site seeped into this Area 1 over in around Terry, Myron, and Castle, and polluted the wells to the point where GE lost a lawsuit and had to run a water line from the village of South Munts Falls down Gansburg Road into that development down there in order to, and then made them cut all their wells off. So they're not even supposed to be hooked up to any water for outside usage or anything because of the pollution from GE that went down in there. Very true, a lot more to it than a lot of people know. Thank you for that. Anybody else? Item number 11, Supervisor's Report. Your items. The only thing I've really got is we ordered some dunks. Haven't had them in 2 or 3 years. We ordered some. Should be here very soon. If anybody needs any, pass the word to people in the town. If anybody needs any, let us know and they can come to the town and get some.
Is there a question about that?
Yep.
So what's the method of dispersing of the dumps? People can come as many as they want, one per property.
Well, yeah, there's so much. They cover so many square feet per. You have to know what it is that you're trying to clean up.
The only reason I ask is because it was more regulated in some years over the others. At one point, there was no regulation. Someone would come in and say, I want 100, and they give them 100. Some people come in and say, I need 2, you'll get 2.
If you need 100, you'll get 100, but you're going to have to put it someplace where you need 100.
That's fine. I mean, I don't need any, but I just know
Not that in the past.
No, we understand that. But it's been a couple of years since they've had any. I don't know why, but we need to get some. There are some people that are going to be in need, especially, say, the Johnsons on Route 32.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse, is that going to be put on the website?
Pardon me?
Is that going to be put on the website?
When they come in, we'll put it on the website.
Okay, great.
So people know. Committee reports? Any committee reports?
Not necessarily have a committee report, but I don't see any other spot in here for other business. So if I can ask, this meeting we have coming up Thursday night, the special town board meeting, 6:30 here. Can you just tell me what that agenda is going to look like or what the purpose? I mean, I really don't know what the purpose of that meeting is. I was wondering if you could just tell me a little bit about that and the public in case they're interested.
Did you get the memo from Jim?
I think it was
pretty well explained.
Okay, so have we already selected members to be on this task force?
We've talked to different people from different districts. What Jim thought was a good idea. What we're talking about is a task force to help with the upgrade of the comprehensive plan in the manufacturing and industrial zones in the town of Monroe. And we've reached out to different people. We've reached out to a couple people from commercial, a couple people from the agricultural district, a couple from manufacturing, a couple of just plain residents, a couple people from the town board, somebody from zoning, somebody from planning, just to get a overall idea. You know, everybody's got a different thought of all of this, and when we put this together, we want their input. And not saying that everything will be used, but not saying it won't be used. It just gives the town, the town is actually engaging in helping to do this, as part of it. It's not something that we're going to do and jam down somebody's throat. It's everybody's, people's input from the town.
Okay. So, as a board, though, we have not reached out as a board.
Correct.
I mean, I feel like this task force has been chosen already, and I don't think every board member is aware of who the names are. And we're saying this people, that person.
It's not finalized yet.
Okay. Is there at any point these names going to be shared?
Absolutely.
And when will this be finalized?
When it's finalized. That's when it will be shared.
That's a great answer. Okay. So, who's we that reached out to him?
My secretary, myself,
and
Jim Martin.
But these names have not been shared with anybody else on the board. Is there a reason for that?
Nope. No particular reason.
Could you share these names with the board?
Can I?
Yes.
Come to my office and see me, and I'd be happy to. Which ones that we've talked to so far, I'd be more than happy to share it with
you. Okay. And there's no, you can't send it to me in an email?
Come into my office and sit down and see me. I asked you to do that 2 weeks ago.
And I was
when you first spoke up about this, I asked you to come to my office and you refused to do that. And now you want to talk about it in a public meeting.
Because this is what we do. We talk about things.
We talk about something in my office and then we come and bring it to the public and we get it straightened out. We don't grandstand here and do all this kind of stuff.
Oh my God, you grandstand comment.
That's what
I love it. I'm not grandstanding, Jesse. This task force has a very large responsibility ahead of it, and you are putting people on it that nobody knows who these secretive people are.
Well, I don't think it's secretive people. I think you're missing the point. This is the beginning. This is just the beginning of the process. You have to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like an organization type thing, or get the ball rolling type thing. It isn't anything that's that's we're going to really push a lot of stuff in the beginning. We have to look and see. We try to get some people from the community to give input to this. So this is just an idea that's going out. Jim talked to some people. Jesse's talked to some people. Some other people talked. Just to get some people involved in there. That might not be the people come to the meeting Thursday. That might not be the people who will be on the final committee. We're just trying to get something started here. And to sit here and fight it drives me crazy.
Well, I don't think I'm fighting,
but
I'm seeking clarity.
You had every opportunity. You wanted to suggest when you come up with this question. I saw the email. He invited invited you to his office. You refuse going to the office. You want to come here and make a public film.
Are you yelling at me right now? Down here?
That's exactly what you're doing.
Are you yelling at me right now? It's down here?
Yeah, I am.
Why are you so upset?
I'm sick of your nonsense.
My nonsense. What is my nonsense? I'm asking for clarity. Because you guys want to put
obstructionist since January 1st.
Because you guys want to put together a committee, waited.
We're looking to
stop industry.
It's in the infancy stage. We're looking to form a committee. This is the beginning.
As a member of this board, I don't even know what you want
to
do.
Well, why don't you try to get involved and want to see Jesse like you said you were going to? But you didn't.
Because I was still coming up with some questions.
You want to sit here and moan about it when you're the one who dropped the ball. You had questions and you got the ball. I saw the emails.
So do you think the louder you
get,
the more right you are?
Don't get me pissed off, Kyle.
Oh, I got you mad. Okay.
Nonsense.
Nice language use in public, too, by the way.
Nonsense.
Nice language.
All right. That's enough. So, motion to adjourn.
Small rule committee reports.
That wasn't a committee report, so I didn't very
good. I guess that we'll have this further on the 25th at 6:30, and hopefully we can get further clarity on this. Completely separate committee reports as far as the rec, as I just touched a few ways, we did have our rec cleanup this weekend. I'd like to thank our rec staff because this does bring a lot of extra work on them in the weekend. I would say roughly there was 300 to 400 kids and at least that in parents there. I know I'll forget some, but there were soccer fellows, youth baseball, youth softball, boys lacrosse, boys JV lacrosse, rural community center, and one of the church groups is also going to be there this week coming up. The park looks great, so thank you to all the volunteers for that. Thank you to our staff for going around and getting the dumpsters and working and picking up all the clippings and everything that was cleaned up. And then just to touch a little bit more about that, please get down there and look. They're doing the postseason, and Jeremy, you're doing a great job getting that parking lot set for baseball. It's going to create, in my opinion, probably another 60 parking spots within the next 3 weeks. And if you know anything about the Art Boys Fields, parking has been the number one issue for a long time. So, we're in the very first steps here of getting together to work with youth baseball and Jeremy is the rec director at the supervisor's office with the rec committee. There is some talks down there about adding some new batting cages on the boys' side. They realize now after clearing out all this section, there's actually about 5 acres total, and they're looking to put in possibly a t-ball field just because they don't need the outfield. There's a lot of good moving things going down there. I know Jeremy's getting a whole pack together to bring to the supervisor's office when we have some good progress going forward, and hopefully here within the next month or so we can talk about that HD fund and move forward with the project.
Great project.
He's done a nice job down there.
He has
a very nice job down there. He's worked on it.
Do you have the pictures or anything?
So he took quite a few pictures of the rec cleanup of all the fields across there. I'll say this as far as postseason, it looks like they've moved in a lot of their equipment here this week, and they're really going to town. Chris, are you going to be transporting all that material for us? I meant to bring that up when we moved that.
400 yards?
Contacted you about that?
Nobody? No. I haven't been contacted.
I'll make sure the director after reaches out to you. I know you're going into your busy paving season, and if we need something else to get in trucking wise, we need to plan accordingly as well. So I'll make sure to talk to you there myself, okay?
Got it.
That was it, just as far as the rest.
Progress.
Yes, it's good. It looks good on there. Thank you.
Anything else? Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
You already made that motion a while ago. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.